Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The purchase installation of new sirens for tsunami and emergency warning within the city of Homer city limits was approved through the consent agenda with the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. The borough received a award notification in the amount of $61,000 for funds that will be allocated for cost to purchase and install new sirens within the city of Homer city limits. In 2020, the borough and the city of Homer entered a memorandum of agreement executing the responsibilities of both parties for the borough's existing siren warning system. The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management oversees this program and support local jurisdiction tsunami preparedness programs. Additional sirens added within the city's jurisdiction are borough assets. Therefore, the borough and the city will work within the executed MOA and in compliance with the federal grant regulations to complete the award objectives. Assemblymember Brent Hibbert explained the ordinance.
Accepting and appropriating $61,000 from the state of Alaska's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. We're going to put some new sirens up in Homer, try to keep everybody from getting wet. The borough will own those sirens.
The city of Homer will be responsible for any additional cost above the $61,000 grant award. Brenda Allberg, Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager, will oversee grant compliance. The grant performance period is September 1, 2022 through August 31, 2023. In recognition of Alaska Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom Monday visited law enforcement agencies on the Kenai Peninsula. To show her and Governor Dunleavy's appreciation for the dedication and sacrifice of Alaska's law enforcement officers and agencies, Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom personally delivered pizzas and a heartfelt thank you. Alaska Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is a great day to remember and recognize the selflessness and commitment that our LEO communities exemplify. These fine individuals are the heroes who run toward danger when others run away and are always at the ready to help and maintain public safety. Governor Dunleavy and I are constantly humbled by the dedication and sacrifice of Alaska's local police forces, the Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, Park Rangers, Village Public Safety Officers, Correctional Officers, and Court Services Officers, said Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom. Alaska's law enforcement community is one that we are especially thankful for and wish to extend our appreciation and thanks to every day, not just today. Lieutenant Governor Dahlstrom visited Wildwood Correctional Center, Soldotna Police Department, the Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska Wildlife Troopers, Kenai Probation, Pretrial and Parole Office, Kenai Police Department, and the Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center on Monday. Governor Dunleavy's proclaimed January 9, 2023 as the Alaska Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. You can read the governor's proclamation on a link on our website at RayuKenai.com, plus see photos of Lieutenant Governor's visit across the Kenai Peninsula. Bear hunters in Alaska would no longer be able to use bait such as pastries, dog food, or bacon grease under a proposed rule by the National Park Service on Friday that would prohibit bear baiting in national preserves in the state. In the latest in a dispute over the animal rights supporters call a cruel practice, the Park Service also says the new proposal would be in part lower the risk that bears would associate food at bait stations with humans and become conditioned to eating human-produced foods. The agency will be taking public comments on the proposal. In September, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason found problems with the 2020 Trump administration-era rule that lifted restrictions previously in place on sport hunting and trapping in national preserves in Alaska, including bear baiting. The case was brought by conservation animal rights groups, but the judge did not set the rule aside and noted the Park Service had indicated it was already in the process of reassessing the rule. She sent the matter back to the agency. Appeals in the case are pending. More at RayuKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.